You've arrived at episode 442. What is real weight loss? You might have heard me talking about real weight loss, and you also might know me on Instagram as the Real Weight Loss Coach. So today, I'm going to tell you exactly what real weight loss is and why it's the healthiest and most holistic way to achieve lasting weight loss results. So let's dive in.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? Dropping in here to give you a dose of what the real deal is about what I'm talking about every time I say the word real. Firstly, though, this year it's my mission to support 500 people to achieve real weight loss. And by real, I mean dealing with what's really weighing you down, not just the number on your scale. And you can scroll to the show notes below and click in a time to chat with me or my team to talk about that and see if you're the right fit for the work we do. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the work we do right now, because a lot of people have asked since becoming the Real Weight Loss Coach, asked me, what do you mean by real? What is real? Okay, so what I mean by real is that the problem with yo-yo diets and fad diets and all the short-term stuff is that anecdotally, they get results. People lose weight. People see change. They feel differently in that stuff. But everyone I've ever met, they don't want short-term stuff that doesn't last very long. And the reality is, including scientific studies, a lot of the short-term stuff shows really good results, right? Which is that calorie counting and, you know, your extreme or, you know, more intense intermittent fasting stuff or your keto stuff, whatever the diet template is, you know, the short-term stuff of calorie restriction and deprivation, it works quite effectively. And the problem is that quite effectively, you want that to be quite effective forever. You know, you want to change your body to a place where it's actually consistently healthy or consistently at a weight that you feel confident in and you feel happy with and you're able to accept yourself in, rather than being embarrassed or ashamed when you look in the mirror or you're having a shower at night and you see yourself naked and you're just feeling gross about yourself. So anybody that relates to those feelings, I'm talking to you, because what I mean by real is that we do the work beyond the food, beyond the calories, right? We've got nutrition stuff in there. We've got blood sugar stuff in there. We've got gut health stuff in there. We've got information about eating around your cycle if you're somebody that has a current cycle for women, you know? And so my point is the food stuff's in there, but I've never met anybody that didn't know how to eat. What I mean by that is that, yes, we're overwhelmed and confused by all the dietary templates. And in our program, we talk about that and how to go about it. Having said that, I'm not prescribed to one particular dogma, except avoiding veganism. Aside from that, the nutrition stuff, most people know meat and veggies is good, right? Meat, three veg, or mashed potato and steak, you know, the stuff like that, fruits, nuts, seeds. Everyone I've ever met, irrelevant of financial or socioeconomic demographic, everyone knew that. I've spoken to people in all sorts of towns in Australia, people in different cities across the world, in different echelons of society, and everybody knows that. And I've also never met anybody that when I said chocolate for breakfast, they didn't know or have some kind of inkling that that wasn't a bad idea, or obviously today is a treat, right? A very rare treat, like Christmas or Easter. So when we bang on, you know, the nutrition education drum, like lots of doctors do and like a lot of the weight loss industry does, it pisses me off because that's inaccurate. We don't need more education. In fact, people are so educated, they're overwhelmed. And you might be feeling that. You might be like, Maddie, I have no idea what to eat anymore. Everything's bad and everything's good. It depends which influencer you follow. And I agree. Even as somebody that's worked as a nutritionist in the space for some time and a nutritional therapist and worked in nutrition laboratories and in disease settings and functional medicine clinics, even I sometimes double check or question or Google or look up some reviews or get on PubMed or NCBI to just like, what is the right thing? Because there is so much noise, right? So much noise. And so the nutrition stuff is mostly simple. There's some nuances for each individual and nuances that are worth looking into. But what we mean when we say real is the emotional, psychological, mental stuff. And I know this isn't sexy, and maybe this doing this episode or this video was a silly idea because everybody that feels like they were relating to what I said maybe just felt like, oh, Maddie's about to talk about hard stuff that I don't want to do and I'm not ready to do. And if that's you, that's okay, because when you're ready, I'm here. However, I would also say the more you delay it, the more you continue to live in that body that you're unhappy with, right? And that feels awful to be in. And I mean that emotionally, psychologically, and physically, okay? So often I've found because we're in such a world of hyper-addictive and hyper-palatable foods that are everywhere and are really cheap and easy to come by, that the reason that it's so hard to regulate our relationship with food through calorie restriction and deprivation is because we're very rarely in a state of conviction. We don't live our life in a state of conviction. And sure, philosophically, maybe we should. And maybe we can say some affirmations about that and follow some Tony Robbins stuff, which is awesome, by the way. But we're rarely always in a state of conviction. And that's usually the only time that we can do those innate, difficult things of pushing away hunger or using willpower to get past the cravings. Because on the other side of that conviction and that certainty is emotional sort of challenge, difficulty, triggers, sensations in your body, cravings, desires, tiredness, stress, traumas, memories, all these things that push us towards substances, foods, drinks, beverages, screens, addictions, if you like, things that distract us from our present body and our life and things that are purposeful and fulfilling and meaningful and true. And so we use food as an escape, as a way to get away from reality. And the consequence is that our physical body on a daily basis wears the damage of that. We are walking around with the decisions that we've made around food slapped on our body as part of our body. Even if you're the person that in social situations always eats salads and eats very little so that nobody sees you ever pig out, your body tells the story. And I love the line, your body keeps score. But what I mean when I say real weight loss is the weight that we want to cut is the weight of your limiting beliefs, the weight that your trauma has on your food choices, the weight that life is carrying around life like you are right now, the weight of that life. We want to lighten that load. We want to lose some of that weight so that life is bearable, so that being present with yourself is possible. And if we cut away just body fat through calorie restriction and don't deal with the other weight, the real stuff, the meaningful stuff that feels phenomenal when you start healing it and connecting the dots and respecting yourself and loving yourself for who you are, irrelevant of the body, the good news is when you do this, the body will change, is that on this journey of real weight loss, we seldom talk to people about strategic ways for them to lose weight. Because when you do the real work, the emotional binge overeating drivers, the mental psychological past challenges that have led you here, which might actually just be convenience or being marketed to or being advertised to by, you know, manipulative companies that have hyper palatable addictive foods, all of that still plays into the way that we navigate the world through our mind. How we do anything is how we do everything. And so this concept of being real about the way we deal with it means that we're going to have some real talk. We're going to be the real deal. We're going to show up and really deal with what is really going on, okay? And what's really going on, in my experience, for the 350-odd people that have been through my program, has never once been, well, I just didn't have enough willpower to eat less calories than I'm meant to. If that was the solution, this podcast would never have been successful. My business would never have been successful in helping people. We wouldn't have over 200 video and written testimonials of clients that have achieved amazing emotional, physical, psychological, and life transformations. Because again, how you do anything is how you do everything. And if you start to self-love and self-accept and manage the things that drive you towards food as a coping mechanism, you start actually looking in the mirror or looking at your life and thinking, being me isn't that bad. And changing that self-talk from self-savagery to being something of acceptance and understanding and someone that's a bit more flexible and appreciative of who you are and what you've been through and how you got here. And creating that within your body is so incredibly fulfilling because you wake up every day with the possibility of feeling like you can take life on and you start to regain some control over the direction of your life and the boundaries and limitations that do or don't exist. You can start putting some of those in place or breaking through some of those limitations to level up and become a different person to that which you never thought was possible. And so, although it might sound at this point, if you're still listening, that this is overhyped or anything like that, we have lots of evidence that it's not. and that I'm being really accurate. And the reason I'm in this conversation with you right now is because I'm very passionate about doing the real work, having been on some real work journeys myself with food, but in lots of areas of my life. And what I found is the food, my relationship with food, my relationship with using sugar and pizza and carbohydrates and all of the shit that I'm not meant to eat as a tool to escape my wrongdoings, the horrible things that I've done to people, to suppress the horrible things that were done to me as a kid. Once I worked through those or got them to a place where they were manageable and I could work with them when they came up and my emotional binge or overeating got significantly less, that's when I started to create a life that I was actually able to look at and be proud of, at least for the most part. We all make mistakes. We're all human. And part of that acceptance of and a sign of progress is recognizing that you are an imperfect person that makes mistakes and goes on these journeys that don't always work out. And you might react from a horrible place and hurt someone, but you're a human and you've got to give yourself a break. And not just today, but by doing some deep work. And so that's what I mean when I say real weight loss. That's what I mean. That's the real kind of weight loss we do. We go much deeper. We go much deeper than other programs that you've done before. Because once we heal the root cause in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, only from there can we create lasting, sustainable, holistic health in regards to movement, in regards to food and nutrition, in regards to lifestyle, in regards to your relationships. It all stems from your relationship with food. And not everybody has this challenge, but a lot of us in the Western world that are surrounded by these addictive foods and go to supermarkets where we've got, you know, a million advertising sort of companies throwing colors at us and words at us and lies at us and addictions at us, many of us have this challenge, right? And the consequence of that is, of course, obesity and type 2 diabetes and heart disease and all of those things that eating horrible chemical foods that aren't really foods, all of that stuff leads to it. So we need to be able to develop a relationship where we can manage how much of that shit enters our body. If any of this resonated with you in any way and you think, oh my God, I've really got to take this a bit more seriously or take this to a level that might feel intimidating but is deeply meaningful. And I know from my side of the fence, doing this work with clients is deeply meaningful. It's amazing to watch people have epiphanies and join dots and progress to places where they start really liking themselves and the voice in their head is much kinder to them. If you want to get to that place and be able to create a healthy body, mind, soul, all that stuff, then scroll down to the show notes below, book a time with myself or my team. We're going to have a quick conversation just to see if you're in the right situation to be able to look into our programs, whether you're in the right situation to be able to join our programs, whether you're in a situation to be able to commit financially, all that kind of stuff is important too. And I'm just being real and honest with you. But I believe this is really meaningful work and the very small investment that you put in here will save you a lot of money on healthcare in the future. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend and send it to somebody that might need to hear it. If they've tried lots of yo-yo diets or fads in the past and you're like, I think you need to listen to Maddie's episode because he talks on another level about what you're trying to achieve. If you've got anybody in your world that ticks any of these boxes that needs to just get a new perspective or possibly be introduced to a framework or a process or a program that does things in a very different way, then please send this episode to them. And between now and then, I hope you're good and I'll see you soon. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast. Simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is. Loving what you're hearing? Make sure you're subscribed here on your favorite podcast app. Or there's even more waiting for you over on YouTube. On our channel, you'll get to see our fascinating guests demonstrate their techniques in real time. You'll see my animated explanation of complex health concepts made simple, plus all of those you had to be there moments that we mentioned in the show. The Coaching with Maddie episodes will be there too. We're also creating exclusive YouTube shorts, quick, powerful health tips you won't find anywhere else. And let's face it, if we're going to be doom scrolling, which we all do from time to time, you might as well make it worthwhile. Just search How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast on YouTube and hit subscribe to unlock the visual side of becoming a healthy friend of the show. Because sometimes you need to see it to believe it, and also to achieve it. The direct link is in the show notes below. Come and join our YouTube community.